Once upon a time, in a quiet little village somewhere in the world, a new day was just beginning. The sun was just coming up and the first little birds of the morning were singing happily. Everyone in the village began to awaken, including a small girl named Vivian. She slowly opened her eyes, stretched her arms, and smiled. "Today is my birthday!" she exclaimed to her favorite stuffed animal, a little elephant named Mickey. Mickey, of course, said nothing, since everyone knows that stuffed animals can't talk. Yes, today Vivian would turn 7 years old. Her parents and friends were planning a big party for her, and she could hardly wait. She gathered up Mickey and climbed out of her bed. But before she could change out of her pajamas, or even brush her teeth, she noticed a bright light coming in through her window. It was a different kind of light, much brighter than morning sunlight. The light cast unusual patterns on her bedroom wall, and she became very curious. Vivian looked out through her open bedroom window and was amazed to see that the light was coming from the middle of her own backyard. Without even thinking, she climbed out of her window with Mickey still in her hand. Outside, the lights were even brighter than before, and what she saw was the strangest thing. Right in the middle of her lawn was a door. Nothing was attached to it. It was just a door standing on its own, and from it came the most beautiful light she had ever seen. The light was so bright that she had to hold her hands up a little to protect her eyes. And the sound coming from the light was a very loud whooshing noise, kind of like the sound of a very powerful waterfall. She wasn't afraid at all. In fact, she grew very excited. "I wonder if this is some kind of birthday surprise," she thought. Then without hesitating, she and Mickey opened the door all the way and stepped through it. Suddenly, the most amazing thing happened. She was no longer in her own backyard. In fact, she was no longer on her own planet. She was in a completely different world. Believe it or not, Vivian and Mickey had entered a different dimension, the seventh dimension. She took a few steps forward, rubbing her eyes with amazement. Glancing back over her shoulder, she noticed that the door going back to her own world had vanished completely. But for some reason, she wasn't frightened about that either. Neither was Mickey, who was very happy about the whole thing. In fact, Mickey told Vivian in a very loud voice, "This is a wonderful place!" At first, Vivian was amazed that her stuffed elephant could talk, but after a moment, it seemed like it had always been that way. After all, she had told Mickey all her secrets and they were best friends. It's just that he had never spoken back until now. The world she had entered was completely different from her own. She was in a village, but this was a very, very small village where everything was small, even smaller than Vivian herself. The houses were small, the streetlights were small, even the people were small. People? Yes, there were many small people moving all around her, who on closer inspection didn't look like people at all. In fact, they weren't people. They were trolls. She'd read about trolls in a book once, but she'd always thought it was a pretend story. Now she was in the trolls' world, and there was nothing pretend about it. This was very real. There were mother trolls pushing baby trolls in baby carriages, father trolls busily building things, and even a grandfather troll who seemed to be the only one sitting still. He was fishing off the end of a bridge, which was still being built by several other trolls all hammering away. Everyone seemed completely unafraid of Vivian and Mickey, even though they were probably the tallest creatures the trolls had ever seen. You see, in the trolls' world, there is no fear. Nothing bad happens. There is no violence. In fact, It's impossible for anyone to be mean or violent in this dimension. So why would they be afraid of her? The truth is that Vivian wasn't afraid of them either. Neither was Mickey. For some reason, being there seemed quite natural to the little girl and her toy elephant, even though it was certainly the strangest and the smallest place they had ever been. Mickey told Vivian that even he was tall in a place like this, and Vivian agreed. There is a certain magic here, which must be why you can talk. By now, Mickey was walking on his own and pointed to two little hats he spotted on a park bench. And strangely enough, next to the hats was a little sign reading, "For Vivian and Mickey." "Do you think they're for us?" Vivian asked. "We're the only ones I know named Vivian and Mickey, so they must be," said Mickey. And realizing that the larger hat would be an exact fit for a little girl, and the smaller hat would fit a little elephant perfectly, Vivian and Mickey placed the hats upon their heads. Quicker than a blink of an eye, the hats made the girl and the elephant shrink down to troll size. Even stranger, with the hats on top of their heads, they could now understand the strange troll language perfectly, as if they had always spoken it. A few minutes earlier, they had heard the trolls singing, but they couldn't understand a word of their song. Now, Vivian and Mickey could understand the trolls' song quite clearly. The funny thing was, the trolls' lips never moved as they sang. Vivian realized that they were hearing the trolls sing by telepathy, and she told Mickey so.
"What's telepathy?" Mickey asked.
"That's when you can transfer thoughts to other people using your mind and not your voice," she said loudly. She had just read about this ability in a book at school. Then she thought to herself, "Mickey's just a silly animal, and he never learned anything at school."
"I heard that," Mickey shouted.
"Oh, I must be careful now what I think to myself," she thought to herself.
"Yes, that's true," Mickey thought back to Vivian, smiling a very big toy elephant smile.